2245.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bond, and it's a great Wednesday.
20th.
The 20th. It's a special day today. And, you know, another special person in our life just walked in. Frosty.
Yeah, I just showed up.
You just showed up.
Yep.
Frosty, the hair gets any longer, you're not going to be able to see.
I know. I probably should do something about it.
Yeah. Okay, look at my hair.
Yeah, yours looks nice.
And there you go. And speaking of looking nice, hey there, soulmate.
Good morning. You know what? Thank you to all the volunteers yesterday at the Pilgrim Church. Beautiful church, by the way. In the back there, we walked in and we voted. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, siree and didi baba. We voted. And what was funny about it, Carl?
Well, you know, we went into this church and we walked down in there and, of course, there was more helpers than there were voters at that point, but that's okay. And and there, in a silhouette, was this figure, and I couldn't see what it was. And there I was in the hallowed Sunday school area, and the voice said from above, "Vote. This is where you vote." And I went, "Thank you, thank you." And then he took another step to the side. Turned out it was just one of the volunteers, but I had rapture there for a couple seconds. And we went in and voted, and that was easy. And we voted like 70% of the state of California.
And by the way, we do have somebody on the line who's got their finger on the trigger when it comes to voters. Good morning, Jim Nielsen.
Good morning, Carl Linden, KQMS listeners. Historic day today, another Prop 13.
Well, I think what it is, you know, Assemblyman Nielsen, is this. This is what I said to our listeners. Is that, you know what, you don't dump the hard decisions back on us because we're going to give you something you don't want. And the people are tired of it, Jim. They're just absolutely tired of it, and we need a change.
Carl, you're absolutely right, and that's what Prop 13 30 years ago gave us. And, you know, Jarvis and Gann are still alive and well, so to speak. They're both good friends of mine. But I'm glad to see their legacy renewed with the voters just absolutely saying, right what you said, don't cut to us your problem, deal with it. But they're also saying, and I think this is the more important message, don't just continue spending and spending and spending and tax and tax and tax. Get control over government. And the real message, I think, and this is an opportune time now, to rein in the bureaucracies of government that are now the fourth branch of government, or the Water Resources Board, for example, that they're going to become our septic tank police. There's so many things that must be changed, and now's the time to do it. The message has been sent, and everybody better stand up and take notice.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, we got to take a break here. Can you hang on for a couple minutes? Because I've got a couple other things I'd like to ask you.
Yes, sir.
All right, hey, look, this is Carl Linda Bond on Free Fire Radio, and congratulations, North State, congratulations, California, for standing up and taking a shot back, taking your lives back from bureaucracy. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Jim, can you hang on? I mean, can you stay with us here for a little while?
Yes, I can, Carl.
Okay. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Great.
Pretty good, Jeremy. What's up?
Well, yesterday I was down in Liveland in San Francisco, and I was hearing news talking about how we were going to get very low turnout and this and that, and I didn't get to hear how the vote turned out. So illuminate me.
Well, it looks like about 70% of the state of California voted against everyone. I think it went from, I guess, maybe 65 to 69 on each one of the propositions against it, except for the one for limiting the legislatures from getting any raise during deficit times, and that was like 70-something percent. So it was kind of like what we thought that it should be in Shasta County. And just in the county results were 1A, it was 64, 35, Prop 1B, 69, 30, 1C, 71, 28, 1D was 69, 30, 1E was 64, 35, and elected official salaries was 78% of the people in California think they don't need to get a raise during bad times.
Well, you know, the folks at AIG weren't able to get bonuses. Why should they?
There you go. So that's what happened. But, you know, it wasn't just Shasta County. The rest of the state voted almost the same way. They voted across party lines, conservative, liberal, independent, you know, radical left, radical right. They all voted.
There's been a lot of that going on lately. What's happening here? People are using their brains instead of their party affiliation?
You know what? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to start?
Hey, have a great day, guys.
You bet. Thanks. Hey, Jim. Do you think that is a start? Maybe people are starting to say, hey, forget your damn party affiliations and let's do something right for the state and the people here?
I definitely hope so. And I actually believe that message is going to be delivered. Although I must tell you, I'm on my way to the Assembly Appropriations Committee for mostly all day hearing. 165 spending bills will be considered today by our committee. Can you believe it? The day after this tsunami of don't spend more money, we've got 165 spending bills to consider.
Well, you know, it's not just the spending bills that are bad. It's the new proposals for bills that's going to cost the state money. And just one of them, this one on ammunition, I think it's 962, that talks about how I cannot hand up more than 50 rounds of ammunition to my wife without having a federal firearms license. And that's going to, just that measure is going to cost the state millions of dollars just to enforce it.
Well, and it's not the cost to enforce it, the problem. It's what's happening in society. Our victims, the citizens of California, being disarmed, so to speak. All my years heading the Board of Prison Terms, Carl, I know that the criminals are armed. The criminals have bullets. Now we're going to take them away from the law-abiding citizens. That's the long-standing gun control debate. It's just another way of getting all of our guns away from us.
Well, you know, California keeps chipping away. And, you know, it again, 70% of the people voted against all of these tax measures. And I don't think I would hope that the leadership, the Democratic leadership, would look at this and say, hey, we need to get our house in order, and to have the Republican side of it jump in there and offer constructive help and not just, oh, you're wrong type stuff.
Oh, constructive help, indeed. I advocate a two-year budget cycle, not a one-year, because you just increase it more and more with a one-year. Do a two-year budget cycle. Go to zero-based budgeting. Those are a couple of steps that need to be taken right away.
Okay, we've got a caller here. Eldon, good morning.
Good morning.
What's
I have a question for Jim.
Yes,
he wrote a reference custody bill for concealed weapons permits, and I was just wondering why he pulled that from the hearing and didn't have the hearing on it.
The NRA wanted to have more time to work the bill. The point is, still in the legislature, we're facing an uphill battle, anybody who wants to be pro-gun, okay?
Okay.
Working with the NRA, we decided it's a more prudent course to stir up more support out there, put more pressure on. It wasn't that we didn't figure we'd get the votes just yet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ellen. Yeah. Hey, Jim. We're going to take another break here. We come back. I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions. We got back and see if anybody else had any. But I need to know what you believe the ramifications of turning all these propositions down will the state come after our money out of our city and counties? So, but we'll address that as soon as we get back. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Wednesday, May 20th. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have Jim Nielsen on the phone. Good morning again, Jim.
Good morning.
And here's a question we have for you. Does this mean that with what's happening with the funds up in the North State, are we worried that there's going to be, that they're going to come in and tap on our doors up here and take the money that the North State's worked so hard for?
There will always be a push to take money from local government or shift the state burden to local government. And I've always been fighting that battle all my years in the legislature, in the Senate, now in the Assembly. That fight will continue. I think we can win it. My biggest fear, and yours should be, tens of thousands of inmates and parolees being dumped in our communities as a part of saving the Department of Corrections money. And I tell you, that will be blood on our streets and chaos. And that's the single most important battle right now is that one, to stop all of this from being happening in our communities. This is serious. The foreign-born felons are not going to be deported. They will be released, but I guarantee you the federal government will not take those thousands to Mexico or Sweden or wherever. And even if they did, they'll get back. This is a very dangerous battle that we've got to fight. But yes, local government, we always have to stand up for local government, particularly our four counties. They have it rougher even than the cities.
Well, you know, our right now our unemployment rate's at 16.8. We're getting ready to have to shut down if there's not some changes and cut loose about 135 prisoners on the street just from Shasta County Jail. And then you're saying how you all need to fight to save our money, but isn't that a losing battle? Is this like a simple vote saying, hey, look, we want to transfer $1.8 million out of your funds, Shasta County and Redding, to the city, to the county, or to the government?
It wouldn't be just Shasta County. By the way, I was with Sheriff Pasenko last night working on this, in fact, the state sheriff's reception.
Right.
No, it would be counties and cities all over California would be impacted, not just Shasta County.
No, I understand that. I understand that, but still, they're coming after it. And everybody up here, as you know, you're a representative, we're hurting up here. And we're already making cuts. We're already cutting back on first responders and everything else. And to lose another $1.5 million is a killer.
No, it absolutely is. I've always argued, we're back into the late 70s when I was first elected, and not to be shifting the burden back to the counties. The state should assume its burden and deal with its problems and not aggravate the problems of the county.
Well, Jim, to kind of shift kind of topics here. Carl and I are leaving today at 1 o'clock with all of the many writers with the Missing in America project, and we leave the Redding area with the remains of those three fallen soldiers, and then we head to Sacramento. Are we going to see you in Sacramento at the ceremonies there?
I'm hoping so. I believe it's at ARCO, is it not?
ARCO Arena begins at 5 o'clock.
My problem is getting out of Appropriations Committee. We've got all those bills to deal with, but if I can get out of those bill commitment, I'll be there. We have donated a flag, and I've got someone designated to be there. Me being there is contingent on getting through the appropriation bills today.
Can't you just leave a sign on your desk that says no?
Oh, I wish I could. I sure do vote no a lot, Carl.
Just say no. I mean, you know what? Just, you know, let that program, start that program. It's green crack. Make it stop. Make it stop bleeding.
Well, I've said all year that I hope the Appropriation Committee doesn't have very much work this year.
Yeah, I tell you what.
This is a big deal, the transferring of the remains, a very sacred and a very holy thing and a very precious memory thing.
It certainly is. We got somebody on the phone. George, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing great, George.
Hey, what I don't understand about all this money that the city of Redding and everywhere else, but the city I'm going to just talk about right now is where every time they cut the police force, they cut the schools, they cut all of this stuff but they still pay to the, I don't know what they call that thing down there with the big
Turtle Bay.
They pay to that. We're paying terribly high wages or salaries to the people that are running that. I think that about, if you cut about half of that off, you probably have enough to pay several policemen or firemen or something like that. And I don't understand why they cut the education, for one. That's something that we can't do without, and they know that. I know why they do it. But and then fire and police protection, I know why they do that, because they think we're going to be fools enough to go back and say, well, okay, anything you guys want, we'll give it to you.
Yeah. I tell you, George, it's going to be really interesting here in the next couple of weeks, because we're going to be doing some more cuts. Thanks for your phone call.
Hey, one other
sure.
thing, these new wires that are coming through that they're talking about putting
Track.
Through.
Yeah.
When are we going to hear you guys talk about
it? Well, you know what? Right now we're setting it up. I'm trying to get Les Ball in here, trying to get him in next week, because I tell you what, Linda and I are adamantly against this, and we will lead a fight. And we expect Assemblyman Jim Nielsen to be joining us in this.
Well, you give me a call, because we're going to, if it goes through here, we're going to lose. We just built a house recently that's a very expensive house, and those lines are going right over.
Well, it's not just you, George. There's many people in this. Why is the state doing this over all the objections for everybody? But thanks a lot, George. We are going to have this next week.
Well,
thank you.
By the way, I'd like to talk with you sometime on that, too. I've just had meetings yesterday again. We have a whole series of meetings on this tank issue. So let's do talk about
that. Yeah, okay.
That.
Hey, Jim, hang on for a second. We've got to take another break here for the news.
This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the Northwest.
Now, you've got yourself set up with...
I'm getting feedback here. What's going on? Oh, is it because of the cell phone? What should he do? Hold his cell phone further away?
Hold the cell phone away.
Yeah, step away from the cell phone there, Jim.
All right, got it.
Going back to Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, great Americans, support this community, support the veterans, support the Missing in America Project, support them.
All right.
We're going to the phones. George.
Good morning.
George, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just upset about this whole budget deal. These guys think they run the world, and they don't. We need to send a clear message to them and start voting them out, telling all these career politicians it's time to go.
For all of you that are on the phone, please, and holding, turn your radios down, please, all the way, because that way we will not have echo. Thank you.
So we're getting feedback if you've got a phone on and your radio on at the same time. Okay, George, you're right, but the thing is we can vote out the ones that, if we could just pick and choose and say, okay, you keep bringing up all this, you keep wanting to spend money, and yet the money doesn't come in. But unfortunately, a lot of times people that keep voting for the liberal side of this just keep putting them back in there again. Or anybody that spends money, it's either party. If they want to spend money without us having the money coming in, it's wrong.
Well, Carl, I think even the liberal members are going to get the message that we better stop the wicked spending. You know, this was a vote against tax increases too. Remember, it wasn't just let's cut the spending in government, and get government control. But this was a strong vote. We don't want more tax increases.
Yeah. Well, they'll tell you there's a lot of things that we don't want. Tax increases is just one of them. I just want to know is if we're in so much trouble in this state that they need to come down and, strip us naked and shake our clothes to get out that last little penny, is why we continue to spend billions of dollars on people that are here illegally. Will that ever wake up in the legislature?
Well, the legislature has control over a small amount of that. That would be state funding for services, okay? But remember, Prop 187 was supposed to be a clear and conclusive message of that, and it got all unraveled, mostly in the courts. So that is a problem. But if the immigration thing is more a federal than a state issue, but the state is making a lot of payments, including for the education of those who were foreign-born. And my point in that is if you want to come here and work and go to school, fine. Become citizens.
It's the thing. The thing goes keeps going on and on. Is that you know we keep paying lip service to this thing about our you know our borders and all that. At the national level, they do not address it. There is a lack of moral courage on those people's parts, starting at the very top, to say, "Hey, let's close the borders. Let's take a step forward and take control of our country back." You want to start saving money in California? You know, when you vote for something in California, you have to be a citizen, don't you, Jim?
Oh yes, sir.
Well, if you're a citizen of this country, and you should be able to speak English, and when you vote. So why do we have to spend you know millions of dollars printing up all these pamphlets in different languages?
Well, you know what? I was just opposing a bill to do that very thing 2 days ago, voting against it. So I think the point is people keep pushing these ideas of printing all kinds of things in multi-languages. This is English. It is the language of this country. You learn it.
Two things I believe is that a country is defined by two rationale. One is a border, and one is a common language, and we're losing both of those.
This is a battle that's been going on way back. I remember working with Senator Hayakawa on that.
Yeah.
English is the language, the official language.
Yeah.
So this was 30 years ago.
Okay, hey, we got Jim Mark on. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I was calling in a distress call, but the county sent somebody down here to unlock the Veterans Memorial Hall here for that good send-off we're going to have for you guys. But
okay.
Just as I'm on the phone here, you know, Jim Nielsen's on record. He never did want to close the borders. And as far as the border issue being a federal issue instead of a state problem, I think that's where a lot of us true-blooded patriots differ with Mr. Nielsen. I'm going to get off here. We're going to open the door here. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can't close the border, okay? You need to police the border and stop the illegals coming in. And you're very wrong about my position on immigration. What I have supported is a guest worker program for agriculture. That's the one thing that I believe that we do need.
You know, I have no problem with that, as long as it's controlled and the people go back. I think they used to have something like that. But I think Jim's right on the last guy I called, the other Jim. Is that it's not just a national problem, it's a California problem. It's also a problem in the sense that we still have employers that keep undercutting, wages so they can keep bringing people in there. We need to start hammering them. Is there anything like that going to happen?
Well, certainly there have been proposals to impose sanctions on employers, for sure. Again, that's got to be done by the federal government. That can't be done by the state. The state situation is what I said a few minutes ago, though, funding services. Or the illegals. That's where the state can hold the line. And again, with this strong message of Tuesday, that's another opportunity for those of us who would support cutting back that funding and services, including for educational opportunities and funding for foreign-born students who are here not trying to become citizens.
Right. Okay. Hey, George, welcome back.
Thanks. Sorry, my cell phone is messed up.
It's okay.
Boy, all kinds of topics. You know, the budget also has to do with the prison situation. Governor Schwarzenegger is saying that he's going to let go of 3,800 prison guards and release 38,000 prisoners. And we can't afford that because they're going to come right back to the local economies and hit our local law enforcement. And we're already laying off guys from that.
Yeah,
you know, and then you got the illegal aliens that are coming in here dropping babies in our hospitals. How can we never send a bill to Mexico's government and get reimbursed?
That's a good one.
These are things we need to think about. And, you know, then going to our legislature, I know some of them are great, and I really appreciate the service they've put in for us. But is it really necessary for us to spend $1 million a year in gasoline for them and buy them new cars every 2 years, whatever car they want, and give them $119 in per diem per day? For 365 days a year, they get an additional $43,000 a year on top of their $117,000 salaries. Well, who's it going to stop? Shouldn't we put them on part-time?
Well, let me just add, that's something I've called for many, many, many years, a part-time legislature. I don't think this state is so complicated and confusing. We couldn't deal with it with legislators working part-time. I do believe that would be a meritorious idea. I long have, and I've always talked about it. And spend most of your year out working in the community, doing whatever it is that you do for a living,
and come in and just a part of the year to do the legislation. It certainly would cut down the number of bills and the expenses of running a legislature.
Hey, Jim, George said that legislators get a new car every 2 years of their choice. Is that true?
You can get one. I think they do 3-year contracts, if I remember now. But you can, if it's a car that the state will provide a certain part of, and the member has to pay part of it as well. But you could get them every 2 years.
That's interesting.
I think it's 3 years.
Well, anyway, so there's an answer, there's a question that's answered. And you wonder why 64 million, or is it more than that, 70 million tune in to American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. Who won and why? But anyway, it's a place to escape, and that's what happens when we start talking about these things and we see what's happening in our state, in our country. It was great that people did show up and vote yesterday. We'll talk more about this when we get back on the other side. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
News Talk 1400.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Bott, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, George, got any last questions there?
Yes, I do. The one question about gasoline has not been answered. You know, we have an assembly member in San Francisco. He lives in San Francisco, drives to Sacramento and back every day. He fills up going to Sacramento, turns around and fills up again. He gets free gasoline. And if that's not enough, our assembly members can take a car out, check it out and with a California card and buy whatever snacks they want wherever they go. They don't have to prove they're on a business trip. No personal. And I don't know about you, Carl. Does anybody pay you to drive into KQMS every day to fill up your car and drive home with that?
Nobody has yet.
Isn't that raping us a little bit?
Well,
isn't it time to give it back?
Jim, what about making cuts and things like that?
Listen, it definitely could happen. There's no doubt about it. All my years in the Senate and now in the Assembly, I put 2,000 to 3,000 miles a month on the car driving around the district. That's because I've got the second biggest district in California, and it's hard to get around that. There's no doubt about it. I'm just driving all the doggone time. But the point is, you can take all that stuff away and make it a part-time legislature. That works.
Hey, George, thanks for your phone call. Hey, Jim, here's the thing is that I understand because you do have to travel. That's part of your job is to get around the district and the 2,000 or 3,000 miles a month. I got no problem with that, really. But when I start seeing other little things they keep adding on and adding on, like where they freeze legislator salaries, but then, people that work for the legislatures, their aides are getting raises. How does that work?
That is the stupidest thing in the entire world to do. You know, I was astounded when I found out about that. The top staff getting these great big raises. You know, you don't need that to retain people. You'll get plenty of people applying for the jobs. Same thing with the state universities. Say that we've got to pay so much to get people to come here to get the quality. I don't believe that. I think we can get plenty of people working in the legislature without those salaries.
Yeah, I think that, I think that they are so used to just doing this. They don't really care. They don't really care about the people they represent. And, you know, and frankly, I think that, you know, this vote, this is just the first. You started with the Tea Parties, but people made all this fun about Tea Parties. Well, guess what? People are getting serious about this. They're tired of their private property, the money they make, being taxed away from them. It's a form of slavery. And the last time I heard, slavery was still illegal in this country.
Oh, you betcha. Absolutely.
No.
I want to make a point, though. One of the best things for legislators is to be out in the district with the people. When you do that, you have accountability. You've got the folks can bend your ear all the time. Now, at the Gerber Post Office, I talk to people all the time. That's the pulse of the public. In the Senate, I used to sit up there, and I'm doing it again now. They were, you ready to vote, Senator? I said, well, no, I've got to see how the folks out in Igo and Ono feel about this. That's a real point. The sun does not rise and set on the Capitol Dome. Too many people who work here come to believe, even if they didn't before they get here, they begin to
guy into that's the truth.
Yeah, well, they think it's the fourth branch of government. Hey, Assemblyman Nielsen, thanks so much for calling. We're gonna cut you loose here, but thank you so much for calling and for the work you did to help oppose more taxation.
Well, the battle continues, but I'm glad to be leading the property tax revolt again, or the tax revolt now. It's just all taxes. So, but the sad part, we still happen to do it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Let's go to the phones. Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, Charlie?
I was just calling you guys to talk about the Memorial Day ceremony out of the Veterans Cemetery.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
Well, it'll be starting at 17:55 on Monday, the 25th, and we're starting it off with a flyover that we were lucky enough to get the 9th Reconnaissance Wing out of Beale Air Force Base
Wow.
to come and do a two-ship flyover formation of a couple of T-38A Talons. So we're kind of excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, our MC, and our keynote speaker is Brigadier General Mary Kite, who is the Assistant Adjutant General for the California National Guard.
Wonderful.
And actually, Assemblyman Nielsen is going to be a speaker also for me.
Well, great.
So
it starts, that day starts, I think, around 10 o'clock that morning at Longcrest Cemetery.
Right, and you're emceeing that one, aren't you?
I think I'm emceeing that, or the guest speaker, or something. Emceeing
something.
Something. I'll be doing the guest speaking, and then from there they go to up to the community. I think the community park for another one at noontime.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things going on in town on Memorial Day. But Charlie, thanks a lot for your phone call, and thanks for everything you do to our community.
And don't remember, the following weekend we have on the 30th we have the Shasta County. A Memorial Day service at the Convention Center, and then at 1500 we have the dedication of the Medal of Honor Memorial for Colonel Sweat.
Absolutely.
At the airport.
Absolutely. You know, our the North State Medal of Honor winner just passed away.
And so, I'll be out there singing the national anthem for that one.
Woo!
In my dress blues. I just got my dress blues.
For people who don't know it, Charlie Thompson said, you know what, enough of this. And she went back and rejoined the National Guard, California National Guard.
And I just joined the Honor Guard out at the cemetery.
Peachy.
Yes, peachy. So I'm out here learning how to throw a M14 around.
Hey, thanks a lot, Charlie.
Congratulations.
Hey, it's Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We got to take a quick break here. We'll finish up here on this other side. We'll talk about what's going on today and tomorrow. News Talk 1400 KQMS. The truth across
from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Welcome back. Oh yeah, it's Carl in the Bot here, Free Fire Radio. We're going to be taking that big ride, wind in our face. Hey, people in cars, be looking out for motorcycles. It is the season, and there's going to be a bunch of us on the open highway, on 5 South down to Sacramento, and a slew of people across the country all the way back to Arlington. I just wish we could make it all the way. We're going to peel off in Reno, not to tell you our itinerary or anything, but, my brother's getting married, and so we can't make it all the way to Arlington, but oh my gosh, when you hear about the events, I wonder if there's any way that they're going to be tracking that on the net.
Well, I'm sure there is, and we'll find out today, but one of the things we're going to do is, when we leave today, we're heading down to ARCO Arena, and we're going to be calling back in at 5 o'clock tonight on that 5 to 6 one-hour news session that we have in KQMS. Linda and I will call back and let everybody know what's happening. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, we will start off the ride. They're waiting until we finish talking, and we're going to have some guests on, talk a little bit to some of the riders while we prepare to leave. And then at 9 o'clock, engine start, and we're out of there. So, but the big thing that you said, and it's absolutely true, motorcycles are out on the road, and if you've been paying attention, you'll know that we've been having a lot of accidents. Part of it is rider-induced. That they are not taking their time. Part of it, though, is, drivers not looking. They're not seeing that motorcycle coming down the road. And when they smack them, trust me, you can really make an impact on that person's life.
And we're all guilty. I know, when they say don't talk on your cell phone and you put the speaker on and you're talking down on the side of your face or down by your chest, You're still not paying attention fully, and we just need to just, you know, chill out and remember a time when we didn't have cell phones and you just pull over or you talk somewhere else. I have so many friends that say that, oh my gosh, since I can't talk on the cell phone, my social life has changed, because that's where you catch up with people. I mean, really, but not anymore. Okay. It's worth it not to.
I don't mean to cut in on you, but what's happening on Saturday? Senior Idol
at the Cascade. If you've got, I've got your tickets, 55 and older, you will smile. That's one of those, another great escapisms. Don Burton's going to be emceeing. I'm going to be judging along with, I think Jim Pope and I think Cheetah, Mike Kruger and,
Cheetah from Channel 7.
Yeah, but
a weather girl.
I think she's having Mike Kruger take her place.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And I know I'm going to sing a few tunes, but, should be a gas. And a great time for all. So, you know, with everything that's going on, sometimes just don't go get your Starbucks. Grab your piggy bank and get a ticket and let's go.
Okay, now.
MIAPblog.us. That's what we look for.
And you can get on that, MIAP.blog. And I'm sure they'll be covering it as they go across the country. Now. And we'll be with you again tomorrow morning when this thing leaves. And Monday, Memorial Day, please make it out. Take your kids. Make it to one of these ceremonies. Tell your kids that there's a reason that this country is free. And the reason is those veterans, those good guys. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Happy birthday, hon. One more to keep on it.